Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, Monday. Oh, how's it going, Monday? Good to see you, America. Hello, South Carolina. What's up, Upstate? The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Before I put Diesel in a good mood, go ahead and get it started, Diesel.
I got a problem with you, pal.
Yeah, I know you do.
I got a problem with you. Now, granted, my team was playing like hot garbage. We're already playing bad. So I'm not trying to defend that. We're playing like turds. But we had a fourth quarter lead, and Rob sends me a text and says, "Hey, your boys are about to pull the upset," and then the wheels fall off.
Okay, first off, I did not say they were about to pull the upset. You tell them.
No,
Fatboy
said that. You said, "Hey, your boys," or something.
I said, "Ya boys."
Now we've just totally train wrecked the point. I was going for something in spirit, and then you just went and train wrecked the whole thing.
No.
Point is, my boys had a fourth quarter lead, and you sent me a message, and you jinxed it, and then we started playing even crappier. And Coastal Carolina got the win. By God, they deserve the credit. Coastal Carolina played a pretty solid second half. They played a terrible first half, except for that first, like, 70-yard touchdown bomb on the first play. 75-yard. They deserve all the credit in the world for playing really lights-out football in the second half. And they have a linebacker or defensive lineman. I forget his name off the top of my head. So if anyone knows it, knows who I'm talking about, text the show. Dude is a beast. Dude is a beast, was blowing up the App State offensive line, getting to the quarterback constantly.
I want it on the record now and immediately and forever that you mentioned in that little take there where you were trying to take me down for jinxing your team. All I said was, "Ya boys," but you're telling me Fat Boy called the upset, which is the jinx. Fat Boy called the upset. That's where your jinx come from. Don't you put that on me.
No, yours came first.
It may have, but I didn't call the upset. I just said, "Ya boys." Fat Boy called the upset. That's where the jinx came from, not me. Come on, man.
Yeah, tends to be if you've got a 2-point lead late in the game and you throw finally like a 30-yard pass on 3rd and 12 and then you get it called back for a holding penalty, your day's not going well and you're probably going to lose. And that's exactly what happened. And then the next play, I think Zach Thomas threw a pick.
Point of all that is it's Fat Boy's fault, not mine. Don't take this out on me. Don't you bring the hammer down on me.
Well, I don't ever speak to Fat Boy. I see and speak to you. So I'm putting this squarely on you, Ricky Bobby.
No, that's not how it works. He specifically brought down the jinx on you. So don't you be mad at Fat Boy. You can text Fat Boy back. I don't know why you got to try to double leg take me down when Fat Boy called the upset of the upset. All I did was said, "Hey, you boys," and left it at that.
Please don't ever text me, "ya boys," again. I will unfriend you.
The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. Let's get to it, shall we, before Diesel gets mad at me.
Stick to sports!
His team blew up the fourth quarter. His team couldn't get it together, but it's my fault somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Rob Brown Show. Listen, we're going to be busy today, all right? And I'm going to tell you something. I have very much not been looking forward to the show. I've not been excited about it. And I know that I've not been excited about it because for the first time since I got here, when Diesel hit the intro music for us, I just kind of sat back in my chair and here we go. And here's why. Because I know coming into this that I, and here's your payback, Diesel, I am going to get dragged for 3 hours on this show today. I didn't even put a lunch breakdown into play because there's only one story that's going today. Obviously, we'll let you know of any breaking news we heard over the weekend regarding the South Carolina coaching search and all of that. But there's one story that has been getting the hell beat out of them right now. And that is Dabo Swinney versus FSU. So, Saturday morning, we're all watching game day. We're all getting set for a great day of college football. Ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum, breaking news. FSU has elected not to play Clemson in Tallahassee, a game in which they were 35.5-plus point underdogs. They decide not to play the game. Why? Because, and this is the Saturday morning story, and obviously we're still getting details kicked out as the week progresses, because Clemson had a player test positive for the coronavirus that traveled with the team from Clemson down to Tallahassee. Now, this player had, according to the stories that had come out, and again, we'll talk about these more in depth as the show rolls on. According to the stories that had come out, this player had been symptomatic early in the week, but tested negative twice. He tested negative up until travel time, but his Friday coronavirus test, after he had traveled with the team, after he had made it all the way down to Tallahassee, came back positive. FSU at that point said, nope, we're not doing it. Y'all had a guy with the Rona on the bus with y'all for, I think Tallahassee's, let's call it 6.5 hours away. On a bus probably closer to 7.5. So y'all had a coronavirus player positive on the bus with you for 7 hours from Clemson down to Tallahassee. He bunked up with y'all last night in Tallahassee. We're not going on the field with you because we don't know who else on that team might be positive. Clemson comes out and says, wait. We are within ACC protocols to be good to play. The ACC says they are within ACC protocols and they are good to play. But Florida State nonetheless says, no, we are not going to play. Now, why have I not been looking forward to talking about this on the show? It is very simply because today, Rob Brown is the bad guy and Mark Ryan's the good guy. What do I mean by that? Y'all, I support FSU's decision, and I think FSU made the right decision. And while they were within ACC protocols, I think this has shown a hole in said protocols. I think there is a hole in the ACC protocols for this situation that played out that wasn't considered, wasn't taken into the realm of possibility, and this showed that hole in the protocols. I think FSU was right in their decision not to play. I don't think it has anything to do with, oh, they're afraid of the ass whooping they're about to take. They knew that they were about to have their teeth mashed in. They knew that. 35.5-point dogs. I don't think there's been a 35.5-point dog that's won a college football game, maybe ever, certainly in years that I can remember off the top of my head. FSU has had a chunk of their junior and senior players leave the team. They're all freshmen and sophomores now. This was a scrimmage game for FSU. This was a scrimmage game. And on top of that, at this point in the Ronosphere, every team needs as much money as they can get their hands on. FSU stood to make money. Sure, not a ton. But they stood to make money off of this game. There were going to be 17, 18, 20,000 fans in attendance. People were going to be coming to the university, which means that the bookstores were going to be open selling gear. This program was set to make money off of this game at a point in time where every dollar is worth its weight in gold at this point. Every dollar is also worth a dollar, but you get what I'm saying. It's a metaphor. So, FSU was right in canceling this game. This was not, oh, they're afraid of Clemson. This was, look, we've already lost half our damn roster who's walked off. We can't afford a breakout on our side. There is no need to risk a breakout from a team that had a guy test positive for the coronavirus and travel with them after practicing with them all week long. And risk a breakout on our team so that we can eat a 40-point loss. That's where this came from. Now, I'm going to take it one step further. Dabo Swinney piling on FSU is not appropriate. It's not acceptable. It makes him sound whiny. And I'm going to tell you guys this, and you're not going to want to hear this, but it is what it is. Clemson loves them some Dabo Swinney, and as they should. Look at what he's done for Clemson. Of course he's your guy. Of course he's your guy. Wouldn't make sense for him not to be your guy. But outside of Clemson circles, Dabo Swinney is largely looked at with a very negative scope. He's looked at with a very negative paradigm. And this is the reason why, right here. There are two things about Dabo Swinney that come from outside the Clemson sphere that you need to know. And I'm telling you, this is how I spent all last night and all this morning reading through as much as I could get my hands on to be prepared, because I know if I'm going to come into this conversation and critique Clemson and critique Dabo Swinney, I better be damn prepared for it, because y'all are going to come after me. And I expect that. And I welcome it, to tell you the truth. There are two criticisms that follow Dabo Swinney around. Number one, people really don't like the, oh, poor little old Clemson take. Everybody's against Clemson. Everybody hates. Y'all are the powerhouse in college football right now. You are the standard in college football right now. The poor little old Clemson takes, they grate on you after a while. They really do. It's like when Kim Kardashian comes on the TV and complains about, my life is so difficult. People just don't understand me. Everybody's just, they make it so hard to be me. Shut up. Take your $1 billion to your private island that you rented for all your friends for your birthday and get the hell out. Right? That's how the rest of the country feels when Clemson goes on their poor little old Clemson talk. And Dabo's the guy that carries that. The second critique of Dabo Swinney that is thrown out there by people around the country is that Dabo does sometimes have a tendency to be a little tone deaf to what's happening in the world. Dabo Swinney was the guy that at the crux of the kneeling for the anthem discussion was calling it a distraction. And that it wasn't unifying, it was creating more division. Maybe you agree with him. But I'm telling you, When it comes to the rest of the college football world, that wasn't the feeling. Dabo was the guy that, remember a couple of years ago, when the push to get college football players paid for their services started getting thrown out there, Dabo was the guy that said, and I'm paraphrasing, not quoting, but he said, if they decide to pay the players, I'll find something else to do because there's too much entitlement out there already. As if my dude's not making, what is it, $19 million a year? The highest paid state employee in the state of South Carolina. But he's going to get mad if a few grand get tossed to football players. Not a great look. It's just a bit tone deaf. You might agree with him, but I'm telling you, to the grand scope of college football, it comes off a little tone deaf. Right? So, I'm not saying I agree or disagree with any of that. I'm saying that's the narrative about Dabo outside of Clemson circles. Those two critiques. And so Dabo going after FSU, when his team, and again, I want to be abundantly clear, his team followed the protocols. I am not mad at Clemson for the way that this played out. They followed ACC protocols. The kid tested negative twice during the week. Everything was clear for him to go. But then he got popped on Saturday for being positive. Confirmed positive. And after a positive confirmation, it came out that the kid had been practicing all week with the team. That's not entirely true. He was out of practice Monday and Tuesday because he had symptoms. Returned to practice Wednesday, Thursday, traveled with the team on Friday, was with the team on Saturday up until the game got canceled. Let me ask you this, and here, I'll bring Diesel into this conversation. Knowing what we know about this kid, knowing what we know about this kid's week, and knowing what this about this kid's week through the traveling to Tallahassee. And oh, by the way, this kid was a second string offensive tackle. So it's not like he was going to have a huge influence the game, except maybe late when Clemson was blowing out FSU. Knowing what we know about this situation, Diesel, can you understand why FSU decided to pull the plug on the game? Or do you think that they were trying to avoid an ass whipping, as so many people out there seem to think?
I don't think any college football program is scared of taking a loss. I mean, losing is part of football. No team is ever going to say, we're probably going to lose. Let's just cancel the game. That doesn't happen. What I want to know, and because I'm looking at the official status of the game as postponed,
yep,
we don't know if it's going to get rescheduled or not. I think a big issue that some Clemson fans have is if you're not going to play the game and you're probably not going to reschedule it, just go ahead and forfeit. Forfeit. I don't know if that actually happens in college football, you know, like it does in Little League baseball. I don't know if teams forfeit games. I don't know how you would score that game. At the same time, Clemson just took an L. They need wins. They need the opportunity to look great on national TV. Granted, I don't know how much you learn if your team blows a depleted team out by 35 points. I don't know what you learn from that, except for the fact that, wow, they look impressive. Wow, Travis Etienne ran for 250 yards. Wow, Trevor Lawrence threw for another 250 yards. That could have happened. That was an opportunity for Clemson to look great immediately following an L. And that's Clemson trying to command their own narrative. But Florida State pulling the plug at the last minute takes away that opportunity. And maybe that's where Clemson fans' ire should be directed, is the opportunities for Trevor, for Travis, and the team as a whole to look good when they really need an opportunity to look good was taken away. Again, we don't know if that game's going to get rescheduled. Probably won't at this point. But if you're a team that's in the national title hunt, which there's only about five or six of them, you need every single opportunity you have to look impressive on national TV. And I think that's what Clemson fans should justifiably be upset about. And now when you say people outside of the Clemson circle don't like Dabo, name me more than one or two other coaches that's beloved by not their fans.
Sure.
I don't really, you know, you can argue that all you want to, that he's a little corny, that he's a little cheesy sometimes, but like, does anybody who's not an Alabama fan actually like Nick Saban? No.
I don't think the criticism, and we'll bring this back and we'll talk, because we're really late for the break here. I don't think the criticism is, oh, he's corny. I think the criticism is he can tend to be considered by many tone deaf to what's going on. There's a difference between indifference and dislike. I think a lot of people are indifferent about 98% of football coaches around the country. Like, outside of your rival, most people are indifferent about pretty much every college football coach. Nick Saban has a lot of dislike. But Nick Saban has dislike because of what he does to teams on the field, right? Dabo has a lot of it because of what he does and says off the field.
No, I think Nick Saban has a lot of dislike because of the way he carries himself when he's in press conferences, when he gets angry, when he screams at reporters, when you see that rage on his face, like the tail end of, I'm blanking on it now. It's a Al Pacino movie where he played the devil. That rage on his face. You see that rage on Nick Saban's face regularly. And I think that's a reason why people dislike Nick Saban.
All right, let's do this. We're going to keep having this conversation. I want you guys involved. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Already got a handful of texts that have come in. We're going to read some of those coming up in just a minute. People have been hitting me up on the Twitter all day as well, at the Rob Brown Show, at Diesel on Radio, at ESPN Upstate. When we come back, what Dabo is doing right now when talking about FSU, to me, is inappropriate and unnecessary. We'll elaborate on that in the next segment. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. This
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It's ESPN Upstate. Rob and Diesel with you. So, let me be abundantly clear about what I'm saying regarding Clemson and Dabo Swinney having a player pop positive for Saturday. FSU declines to play the game on Saturday. Field was all set up. It was painted. It was marked. It was ready to go. And then the images started rolling in around 11:30 of the FSU field maintenance staff taking the markers and the and everything off of the field because FSU decided not to play the game. I want to be very clear because I know this is the discussion that the Clemson fans are going to come down on my head, and I am prepared for it. The problem I have is not with the way that Clemson handled this player, okay? I have no issue with the way Clemson handled the player. Monday and Tuesday, he was symptomatic. He was sent home. He did not practice. He was not with the team. By Wednesday, he was asymptomatic and tested negative for the coronavirus. So, he got back with the team. He traveled with the team on Friday. He bunked with the team on Friday night. His positive test comes back on Saturday, and FSU then declines to play. Now, I have, and again, just to reiterate and remain as clear as possible on this point, I have no issue with how Clemson handled this player. They did it, as far as I can tell, by the books. They handled it the correct way. He was symptomatic. He was sent home. He tested negative twice. He was asymptomatic. He was allowed to return. He was allowed to travel. That's all in the protocols. They followed by the book, as far as we can tell. It was by the book. The problem comes in with attacking FSU for not wanting to play the game. That's where a line gets drawn with me. That's the only issue I have with this scenario. The issue I have is with attacking FSU for the decision that they made. That's it. Now, why would Dabo attack? I think Diesel hit on it earlier. Clemson's last game was the L to Notre Dame. They had to return. And at this point, with an L on the books, they need all the style points that they can get. Yeah, I'm pretty sure, for the most part, we all think the ACC still belongs to Clemson. Yes, Notre Dame popped them. That was on the road at Notre Dame. I think Clemson's pretty confident if they get Notre Dame in the ACC title game, they'll be able to get a little revenge and make Notre Dame a one-loss team as well. So, Clemson needs all the style points they can get between here and there. They need to make sure that if they find themselves in a dogfight against Notre Dame, yet, yes, they've got another game where they went on the road to an ACC rival, and they went down there and you know, put up 50 on FSU. Of course. Of course. But attacking Florida State, basically calling them chicken blanks, saying that they forfeited the game, because they looked and went, hey man, look, we don't know how much contact this cat had alongside the rest of the team or the rest of the players throughout the week. Because again, keep in mind that while Clemson did indeed handle this player via protocol, he tested positive for the virus on Saturday. And even if he was asymptomatic, and even if he was locked down while he did have symptoms, he was with the team Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday morning, four consecutive days. Asymptomatic means nothing, unfortunately. Nothing, unfortunately. So, let's look at the cases of Diesel and I. Diesel, ballpark, if you don't mind sharing, if you do, I understand. How long was the duration of time between what we assume was around the time that you would have been in contact and contracted coronavirus until the time that you got your test results back saying you had it?
Oh, test results took quite a while for mine to come back. But probably close to 10 to 12 days.
Perfect. Diesel may or may not remember, I do. Do you know how many days you and I were shared an office together between the time that it became between the time where you got red flagged to where, hey, I need to get tested for this, and the point in time where we got sent home to work?
Probably 4 or 5 days.
It was 4 days. You and I shared a studio together for 4 days. Diesel, when you and I work in the same building together, ballpark it, how many hours of face-to-face contact do you and I have?
3.5.
Ballparking it, yep. 3.5, max 4. Ordinarily, Diesel works in one office. I'm in a separate office. We share the studio together for the 3 hours we're on the show. We got about 15, 20, 30 minutes after the show where we're talking about what happened, good and bad with the show, what we need to do next, sharing promos, all that kind of stuff. 3.5, maybe. So 4 days at 3 to 3.5 hours of contact apiece. And Diesel, because as of right now, and I'm yes, it is a bit of speculation, Diesel's the only contact trace that I have with somebody that was positive for the coronavirus, which means I likely got it from Diesel. Now, I was asymptomatic, which means that I didn't need to get tested until after Diesel's test came back positive. Then it was like, okay, well, Rob, you got to go get tested too. I had never had a symptom at all. Now, I locked myself down during that duration of time, delivery food only, grocery supplies only brought to me, didn't go anywhere, didn't spend time with anybody. In fact, was turning down social engagements because of it. Had I not been, who knows how many people I might have gotten out there and given the virus at being asymptomatic. The point of this is, the amount of viral spread of this virus, it doesn't take constant exposure to it. Diesel and I were together for 4 days at 3 to 3.5 hours apiece, and I got it from him. That's it. That's all it took. So FSU now knowing that a Clemson player was with the team Wednesday, Thursday, traveled with them Friday, and was with them on Saturday. Hey, Diesel, if I gave you $100 to wager, would you wager that this cat with a positive test was around his team for more than 3 hours a day for those 4 days?
Very likely.
Yeah, it's 100%. You see what I'm saying here? Clemson didn't do anything wrong. I want that to be clear. But FSU is not wrong for not wanting to play that game either. See, because while they may not have anything to play for in terms of trophies and playoff seedings, they don't. They do have a lot to play for in terms of, hey, that roster's basically young guys now. All the veterans are walking off of that squad. They need the practice. They need the reps. That would have just been a good spot to go get some reps against a great team in. They didn't cancel because they're afraid of Clemson. They have no reason to be afraid of Clemson. None at all. None at all. A couple of texts real quick, then we take a break. You can text us at 71307, 71307. At ESPN, I know you can't read this on air, but Dabo sounds like a straight bleep right now. I put in the bleep, not the texter. At ESPN, Clemson fans are full of blank. No one is scared to play them. For Dabo to ask for FSU to pay them $300,000 is ridiculous. While $300,000 seems a lot to you and me, it's a drop in the bucket to Clemson football budget. Tell Dabo to play for it with his almost $10 million salary. And finally, ESPN, all this bleeping and moaning Dabo is doing about FSU, y'all get ready. Clemson's going to have about 15 positives in the next 10 days. Book it. Now, that's a big question. If there turns out to be a handful of positive tests that pop up for Clemson over the next handful of days, what becomes the narrative then? Because here's the other problem, is that Dabo's put a lot of cash on a bet on the table here, and the bet that it was truly that FSU was scared. I don't see any reason to believe that to be true. Now the question's going to be, if Clemson ends up getting popped for 10 or 15 tests this week, I'm not saying they will, I'm saying it's absolutely a possibility. If they do, FSU will look like they were the smarter team here, and Dabo has to go back and answer for the things that he said about FSU. Image, man. Quick break. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show. It's ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
At ESPN, what everyone keeps missing on this story is that Clemson offered to stay and take multiple tests to confirm negatives. If a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday test said negative, why could they not play Monday? Because viral load is what triggers a test as a positive, right? It is partially the same reason, likely reason, that the guy who tested positive did not show positive until on Saturday. The viral load, the virus, as we've mentioned many times, and again, I am not a virologist, I am not an immunologist, I am not a scientist, I just am somebody who, when I was locked down for a week and a half, and then 2 weeks after that awaiting my results, read a lot about this crap and feel like I have a reasonable grasp on it, okay? I'm not saying I'm the end-all be-all of knowledge here, I'm just saying I put my time in, because, you know, I didn't have anything else to do for the better part of 3.5 weeks. Anyway, what everyone keeps missing on the story is that Clemson offered to stay and take multiple tests to confirm negatives. If a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday test said negative, why could they not play Monday? One primary reason, which is that this virus can take time to show up in your system. Having it initially does not automatically trigger a test. You had a guy that was with the team for 4 consecutive days, including a day of travel and a morning around with the team before he got sent home. As soon as he popped negative, they shipped him back to Clemson, which, again, Clemson handled this as well as it could be handled. They followed all the ACC protocols. They did what they could do within the guidelines. Good. That's the right way to handle it. But FSU not wanting to play isn't something that I think should get flamed either. And I just expect more out of a guy in a position of Dabo Swinney than to go, they're not playing us because they're chicken. They forfeited. They're chicken. If they want to play us, they can pay us $300,000 or they can come to Clemson next time. Eh. You know that's not going to work. You know that's not how it works. Come on now. They didn't play on Monday because, again, if that kid spread it to teammates on Thursday and Friday, let's forget practice. Let's say they were practicing all the way through, but if he spread it to teammates on Thursday and Friday, it might not show up on test until Monday or Tuesday. This thing can take 4 to 14 days to incubate in your system before it activates itself. And if that's the case, those tests, depending on the viral load, may not end up showing positive until later in the week. At ESPN, if the logic is that the test won't pick up the virus in time, then the Friday tests don't mean anything. It's not that they won't. It's the Friday test is basically a late indicator, right? It's just one more test. Doesn't mean it's going to be 100%. And Dabo even said that, and I don't disagree with him. If a Friday test led to the cancellation of games, there'd be no games. And I don't think that's entirely true, but there is some element of truth to it. Right? There have been a number of positive tests that got popped on Friday that have created issues, and the games got played anyway. It's happened in the NFL. It's happened in college ball. But the point of all of this is that you don't know how extensive the spread might have been. And while this is not everybody's feeling, not everybody agrees with this, while this isn't everybody's feeling, most people are going to look at it and say, hey, here's the deal. I'm not risking these kids getting the Rona for a football game. They're just not going to, right? And that's where FSU's coming from. So, at ESPN, there is no doubt Dabo is a good coach and hires great coaches and recruits very well. Clemson needs an even better PR department and have the balls to have Dabo to STFU and not get in front of a mic. Look, It seems like every time that there is some national conversation that wraps itself into college football, Dabo's got something to say. And that's fine. He's an outspoken guy, and the Clemson fans love it. And hell, maybe he represents a large chunk of the Clemson base. I'm telling you the national narrative about Dabo, and this is where people, they're just haters, they're jealous. There might be some truth to that. Maybe there's not. The national narrative about Dabo is that there are times where he comes across as tone deaf. And I am telling you, as a non-Clemson guy, as a neutral site observer here in this market, that's how this comes across right now. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN is the number. 71307 is the text line. Start your text with ESPN. Quick break. We wrap up hour one after this on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
One more time, just to make it clear. Got this, got a couple of tweets, excuse me, at the Rob Brown Show from at MattTucker06. He says, media will destroy Dabo even more, but it doesn't make him wrong. You could literally say this about anything. Can't play today because they might have some guys test positive tomorrow. If that's the mindset, why are they playing at all? Look, it is a case-by-case scenario, right? It's a case-by-case scenario that's being played out. He went on to say, Clemson followed protocol to a T. It's a pandemic. It's impossible to remove all risk. All schools agreed that the protocols put in place reduced the risk to an acceptable amount to play games. 3 hours before game time, FSU decided those protocols weren't good enough anymore. I think 3 hours before the game, FSU looked and said, you've had a positive guy in close contact with your team for hours a day for four consecutive days. Was it within protocol? Yes. Again, I am not dragging Clemson because they did not break or violate protocols. If Clemson broke or violated protocols, then I would 100% drag them, right? Listen, I've told you guys repeatedly, it is better for me, for both Clemson and South Carolina and the Panthers and the Hurricanes and the Hawks and all the teams within a two-hour drive of us to be good. But it does not mean that I'm here to be a fan or cheerleader of those teams. If Clemson did something wrong, I would drag them for it. That's my job. I'm not a reporter. My job is to give opinions. And if that was the case, I would give you that opinion. But they didn't. They followed the protocol to a T. This, to me, is less about whether Clemson acted inappropriately. They did not. Or FSU acted inappropriately. They did not. This is more about the fact that considering everybody is making this up as they go. We've never done this before. We are making this up as we go. We are responding to this as we go. This, to me, showed a hole in the protocol and a difficult one to close. This is a difficult situation. It is a very nuanced situation. It is a situation with a lot of moving parts and a target that is hard to see and moving very quickly. I don't know how to hit it. What I'm saying is this. For the head coach of Clemson to come out and say FSU was scared and this was less about the pandemic and more about, you know, just not wanting to play, I think it's inappropriate. That's what I'm coming at, and nothing more, nothing less. So don't try to pin this on Rob's dragging Clemson, because I'm not. I've given him credit for following protocol. I'm saying the way Dabo's handling it, I don't like. 2 hours left. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.